You're listening to the Andy Knight Radio Show here on Vectis Radio, and grooving to the beat there was my next studio guest, who's joined us, another student here on the island, and it's Teo. Very good morning, Teo.
Good morning.
And nice to see you. Tell us a little bit about yourself. So, Teo's the name. Tell us your age and where you go to school, where you live.
Well, I'm 13 and I go to Carisbrook College. I live in Cowes.
Okay, a lot of people from Cowes in today, aren't there? So the Cowes posse are in the studio. So great to see you, thank you for coming in. And you're signed up for the Four P's project, so you're getting some radio skills. Well, obviously not watching me, I mean that would be pointless. But anyway, good to have you here. And are you an islander born and bred, or have you just moved? Or
yeah, born and bred.
Born and bred, excellent stuff. So you're a corkhead, as we call you. Yes, of course, call ourselves. And do you like living on the island? I mean, obviously you probably had very little choice in the matter, but what do you think of the island?
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's nice and quiet.
Is it the fact that it's quiet that appeals to you?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you are, I know you're a mad keen footballer. I'll come to that in a minute. And clearly you like your music. We were chatting off air during Gloria Gaynor because you were grooving to the beat there. And you were just saying anything with a decent beat. So is there enough in the way of things to keep an active young man like yourself busy here on the island, do you think? Can you make your own entertainment, or is there enough going on?
Yeah, you can make your own.
Uh-huh. But football is a big thing for you, is it not?
That's, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, do you play for a team regularly, a school team or another team?
Oh, I play for Newport Galaxy.
Oh, right, okay. And is that something that you'd like to pursue as a hobby? You know, obviously a fitness regime is important as well, but is that something that is fun to do, or is that something you would like to end up being as a professional?
I probably wouldn't choose it as a career, but yeah, I'd enjoy doing it as a hobby.
What sort of career prospects do you think you have? Have you got any dreams, ambitions as to what you'd like to do?
I'm probably going to be a computer programmer.
Okay, are you really kind of on it with the tech stuff?
Yeah,
then?
Yeah.
Oh, right. And is that kind of your favourite subject at college, I guess, as well, is it? So, when you say a computer programmer, I mean, obviously I know what a computer programmer is, but how does that work? I mean, does that mean working for a software company, or does it mean setting up your own business and doing website design, or what kind of stuff do you think will take your fancy?
Well, probably just anyone that will take me.
So that's good. Well, no, if you've got a sort of open door policy to this in terms of not being too specific, I think at your age that's a very sensible approach, and see where it takes you. So the island, what's the best thing about the island? You say you love it because it's quiet, but what's the best thing about the island for you? What do you enjoy about the island most?
The beaches.
That was Libby saying about the beaches, I think, earlier as well. Yeah, I think you're absolutely spot on there. And I did ask her this. I don't like to repeat questions, but I'm always interested. What would you say if you were pushed? If I were to push you on the worst thing about the island, what would that be? Nothing. Great. Excellent. Right, we'll move on.
No, not much.
That's great. That's excellent news. Do you go over to the mainland much at all to visit or to go on trips or whatever?
Not much, no.
You don't find any real... No, I mean, let me just ask you that because, I mean, clearly, you know, for a career, after you leave Carisbrook, are you thinking, well, I'm going to have to move off the island to go to uni or to find work or
probably,
whatever?
Yeah.
And is that something that fills you with excitement at the prospect, or does it fill you with dread?
A bit of both, really.
Yeah, okay, that's understandable. I think that's a perfectly natural reaction. But it's a big world out there, and I think that a lot of young people find that they do have to leave the island perhaps to further their career and to take advantage of all the opportunities. But the island's always here, and it's always here to come back to, and I think that's the thing that's important, isn't it? Well, it's been an absolute pleasure meeting you, Teo. Thank you very much for chatting to me. I wish you all the very best in the future with your football, of course. You're a centre-half, is that right?
Centre back,
I beg your pardon. Okay, excellent. And are you having a good season, or did you have a good season last season?
Yeah, we had a good last season.
Okay, well, I wish you a successful one coming up, and all the best with your future, hopefully, in computers. Anyway, nice to chat to you.